And here we are, my friend, at the final training of transactional to transformational. I trust that you have gained so much from this program. And I also want to remind you that this is the beginning of the journey. It's certainly not the end. We have barely scratched the surface here. Even though we have covered so much ground, there is so much further to go. And you, my friend, have so much further to go. And I want to leave you today with this piece on leading by example, because this is really what transformational work, transformational life is about. And one of the big reasons, probably the biggest reason, that clients within transformational relationships stay for the long term is because we, as facilitators, as leaders, as co-collaborators, we are growing and evolving and transforming too. You see, in normal transactional work, in transactional relationships, clients outgrow the work. There's no two ways about that. There's only so much energy and emotion that can be dedicated to transactional work. It has a shelf life. It has a finite lifespan, shall we say. Whereas with transformation, provided that you are always going deeper and you are always growing and evolving, your clients and the two of you, the pairs of you, again, I'm saying that word, will evolve and grow together. This is why it's a journey. This is why it goes and goes and goes and runs and runs and runs, because the pair of you level up together. And that is limitless. That is limitless. This is literally the bleeding edge of self-actualization, of global actualization. We are literally at the cutting, bleeding edge of a society that is beginning to recognize that actualization is a never-ending opportunity. It is always there. It is always ahead of them. And that's not like, oh my God, I'm so far behind, I have so far to go. It's like, I have so far to go and my life is amazing and there is even more amazingness to come, and the amazing just gets better and better and better, because this is how life is actually designed to be. Life is designed to be fulfilling and a journey and growth and excitement, and there is no limit to how much pure fucking bliss you can have, provided you continually are on the journey. There is no more time here, my friends, to waste on playing small, to pretending that we are anything less than exceptional. Because seriously, you can see, you can look around at what is happening in our world right now. You can see that in some ways, populist governments, populist policies, these things are trying to drag us backwards. There are so many people, so many, sadly, right now, who are who still strongly believe that the old ways are the best ways, who still strongly believe in the patriarchy, in misogyny, in racism, in war, and, you know, pissing competitions. Frankly, there are so many people, the majority still of people, who feel like that, or maybe don't feel like it, but feel like they can't escape that. And so now more than ever, We need empowered and enlightened leaders who can lift others into empowerment and enlightenment. And it's not bad that that's the way things are. It's great that that's the way things are, because it actually provides huge opportunity for people like us and the people that we work with and the people that we ripple out to literally change the world. We literally have, for probably the first time in history, the biggest opportunities ever to bring more and more people into empowerment and enlightenment. But we can't do that sitting behind our computers and second guessing ourselves and doubting whether the things that we want to do are important enough, that we are enough, that our expertise is enough, that we are special enough, that we are qualified enough. We are enough. We were born enough, and the world conditioned us to believe that we were less. But we were always enough. We have always been enough, and so is everybody else. And now it's down to us, my friends. It is down to us to lead by example, because we are the ones that get it. We are the ones that remember and trust that we started out enough and we never became less. We just lost ourselves under the layers, under the troweled on suffering, under the troweled on conditioning. And now it's time to take your hammer and your fucking chisel and knock that shit off. Because this is our moment. This is it. And I have so much trust and belief in you and in me and in all of us. We can do this. We are doing this. And with that, I am going to draw a close to this program, but not to our relationship, my friend. This is only the beginning. If you would like to explore what comes next, please do reach out to me. And I'm just so thrilled that you have taken these first steps with me. And I'm excited. I'm really excited to see where you take this.